I'm Henry Ranga, and I'm back. Today we're going to talk about ministry sciences. Just get in detail about that. First, I want to talk about social sciences. So social sciences basically is a division. Psychology is one of the most obvious examples of social sciences, but there's also sociology. But specifically psychology, and including in that is sociology, are divisions of social sciences. And the history of social sciences goes to a time when philosophy was that division of academics that basically drove human relationships, theories about humanity, theories about God, theories about sin, theories about the world. And these theories have been talked about since Aristotle and Plato. And throughout the history of the world, these philosophies have driven academics and credentialing and counseling. And underneath so much learning are these theories, these philosophies. So when psychology was first invented, or the name was coined, it meant psychos, psych means soul, and ology, the study of the soul. Specifically, it was the study of the soul from the Christian perspective, that God created humans, male and female, told them to multiply, that God created love, and so much of how human relationships were organized was around the transcendent God who dwells with us on earth through Jesus Christ. At that same time, philosophy was starting to speak about learning and knowledge, and Immanuel Kant and others, Darwin and other Hegel and other philosophers started coming to the conclusion that to do science, you have to exclude that which can't be proven by the scientific method. And they said one of the things that cannot be proven by the scientific method was the existence of God. And if you can't prove the existence of God, you cannot take the Bible as a guidebook in all human relationships. So as time went on, social sciences, psychology, sociology did their study not in reference to the Bible, but in reference to what they observed in humans. Then that became the social sciences approach. Now, having said that, many Christians have gone to academics and received their degrees in sociology and psychology and other social sciences, and they've glorified God. And they have, on their own, synthesized, connected the dots where if something glorified God in its science itself, it could be used wonderfully in the counseling profession, in therapy. And yet, the academics themselves, the colleges, the book writers of psychology and sociology, basically do not say that God is an equation in human relationships. And here comes ministry sciences. Ministry science says, no. We do not accept that God is not invited. We, in fact, invite God to the study of human relationships, and we invite God to each area of life. The Christian narrative is welcomed. Now, having said that, we are not saying that somehow we don't respect other people. The Christian narrative is one that sees all of humanity, and everybody has a freedom to them. The Apostle Paul often used the phrase, it was as for as many as the Lord our God has called. It was his way of saying, hey, for those who want to seek the God of the Bible, I'm writing these things to you. If you're not seeking the God of the Bible, we're not hating on you. In fact, the opposite. We love you. We want to invite you to know the grace of God. Sometimes people have said recently, oh, Christians are such haters. No, we are not. We're those who see everyone as an image bearer of God. And even if they do not become a Christian, they belong to God. So, Ministry Sciences says, here's a worldview. For those who are interested in monogamy, we want to help you find each other. That's the matchmaking perspective on Ministry Sciences. For those who want to not only find monogamy, but find that monogamy in Jesus Christ, that's what matchmaker ministers do. For those who want to find hot monogamy, where children are born many times, be fruitful and multiply, matchmaker ministers, we want that. For those who have been divorced, who now are on a path to healing and have received the forgiveness of God and have forgiven their spouses, their former spouses, and now want to step forward and see, what does the Lord have for me? Matchmaker ministers are about those people. For those who have experienced becoming widowers, matchmaker ministers are about helping those people find that soulmate as they serve the Lord in this life, all from a ministry perspective, a ministry sciences perspective. At Christian Leaders, the Institute, the College, the Alliance, that's a holistic perspective that emphasizes the integration of biblical knowledge, practical skills, the best that science has to offer that glorifies God and acknowledges Him as the creator and sustainer of this earth. It's about personal development. It's about building the church. It's about insight and learning and curiosity. It's for those who say, this is what I want. I want my life to reflect the biblical narrative. So as we start these matchmaker minister practices and ministries, it comes from a clear perspective, the perspective that the Bible is the Word of God. God is active in this world. The Holy Spirit has been poured out. The Apostles' Creed is acknowledged. We're all on a journey. There is forgiveness of sins. There is a future. It's that holistic perspective that also acknowledges that we've seen many things in the social sciences that are healthy and good. We've learned the power of listening. Well, the Proverbs talks all about that, but there's been a lot of studies about that. We know interpersonal relationships. We know studies. We know all these things. But each of those things, even in the social sciences, do they glorify God? Many social sciences today are bordering on philosophy, a form of postmodern philosophy that's attacking the Christian narrative. That is not what you'll find in the matchmaker minister curriculum. This is a curriculum that says, for those believers who want to meet their soulmates, as ministers, let us help through a ministry sciences approach.